When they flew back beneath the clouds a little while later, they had to squint through the darkness for a landmark they knew. "There!" Harry shouted, making Ron and Hedwig jump. "Straight ahead!" Silhouetted on the dark horizon, high on the cliff over the lake, stood the many turrets and towers of Hogwarts Castle. But the car had begun to shudder and was losing speed. "Come on," Rod said cajolingly, giving the steering wheel a little shake. "Nearly there. Come on." The engine groaned. Narrow jets of steam were issuing from under the hood. Harry found himself gripping the edges of his seat very hard as they flew toward the lake. The car gave a nasty wobble. Glancing out of his window, Harry saw the smooth, black, glassy surface of the water a mile below. Ron's knuckles were white on the steering wheel. The car wobbled again. "Come on," Ron muttered. They were over the lake. The castle was right ahead. Ron put his foot down. There was a loud clunk, a splutter, and the engine died completely.
"Uh-oh," said Ron into the silence.
The nose of the car dropped. They were falling, gathering speed, heading straight for the solid castle wall.
"No!"
Ron yelled, swinging the steering wheel around. They missed the dark stone wall by inches as the car turned in a great arc, soaring over the dark greenhouses, then the vegetable patch, and then out over the black lawns, losing altitude all the time. Ron let go of the steering wheel completely and pulled his wand out of his back pocket. "Stop! Stop!" he yelled, whacking the dashboard and the windshield, but they were still plummeting, the ground flying up toward them. "Watch out for that tree!" Harry bellowed, lunging for the steering wheel, but too late. Crunch!